live on the Wham 5 o'clock news hour.
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
On News Radio 1180.
WHAM.
Some anniversaries you celebrate with silver and...
News Radio 1180, WHAM, proudly welcomes you to Soundbites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or Star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the chips in the PC. I should say Mr. and Mrs. North America, shouldn't I?
No, America.
No.
We're going to Canada.
Yeah, we're going to Canada.
It is Saturday, the 19th of July, Anno Domini 2003, and you are listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites. We're going to do all kinds of exciting things today. We're going to talk about the... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That'll be after the show. You're not invited.
Oh, thank you.
But first, we're going to start with the news, and this week we're going to start with Steve.
Greetings.
Oh, I thought he was unprepared. Steve is here this week, and he actually has a phone. No, do not answer the phone.
My
now.
Boss is calling me. I'm on the radio.
Do not answer
Jackie,
the phone.
He can't take it right now. He's got to do
Jackie,
the news.
He's on the air. This is a live show.
Probably wants me to remember something.
Heavens
live show. News. Alrighty. Some interesting news in the Apple world the last couple of weeks that I've been away. Leaving the country last weekend.
Went to Canada?
Canada. They let me back in, yeah.
Pay them enough.
It's really sad. Canada is empty.
Yeah, I bet it is.
No one is going there.
I bet it is.
The economy's dying. But anyway, back in the news. A couple of weeks ago, Adobe announced that they are discontinuing Premiere for the Macintosh. Premiere is their digital video editing suite.
She left you a message.
She left me a message, yeah. Premiere is the digital video editing suite that Adobe has been selling for years. And it was the premier program in the prosumer arena, competing not too much with Avid, which is in the professional arena. Well, a couple of years ago, Apple came out with Final Cut and basically stole the industry away. So that in television commercials and Hollywood and whatnot, everyone's now using Final Cut. So some people are reading Adobe dropping Premiere as a sign that the Mac is going to die because all the software is dying. Most of the people, and the way I'm reading it, is Premiere decided they can't compete with Final Cut, so they're not going to try.
Right.
So what Apple has started announcing now is that if you are using Premiere, you can upgrade to Final Cut with several different programs. Final Cut Express you can get for free when you send in your Premiere CD. Final Cut Express is the basic...
You have to send in the Premiere CD. Nice.
Yeah, to actually prove that you bought it.
Yep.
Well, quite often you just have to cover... there's a license agreement.
Right, a photocopy of the book.
No, I can remember Corel. You had to cut out the inside copyright page and mail it to them.
So that's kind of neat that you've got to send them the original CD, and you can get Final Cut Express for free. Express is the basic DV only solution for digital video, and it has a retail of $299. So you're getting $300.
And for the home user, that's quite more than enough.
It's usually marketed at more the prosumer market.
Right.
And Apple's iMovie, which comes bundled with Macintosh, is for the casual consumer.
The prosumer market?
Yes. We have a new word.
Mechanism.
Professional consumer.
You're way too deep into this whole sales thing. Let me tell you. I just want to say that out loud.
The second promotion Apple has is for Final Cut Pro, which is the professional version.
Not the prosumer
not
market.
Not the prosumer.
The professional market.
Mostly because
those who fess... It's professional.
It's $1,000, so that's one of the reasons it's a professional software. And you can get a $500 rebate when you send in your Premiere CD.
Don't worry, folks. If you're confused at home, so are we here in the studio.
Yeah. And the last promotion that they're offering on Premiere is that if you buy a Mac, and you can also upgrade to Final Cut Express for $99. So if you're beyond the basic use of iMovie, you can go up to Express for $99. The other really interesting promotion that Apple is actually a minor part of this time is with Volkswagen. If you buy a new Beetle, they'll give you a free iPod.
How cool is that?
And they're running this neat commercial showing the curves of the Beetle and the curves of the iPod, and Pods Unite is the name of the
Nifty
campaign.
So it's really the ultimate iPod accessory.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a mobile iPod.
Now, the thing is, though, I wonder if Volkswagen will have a cable that you can sit there and then plug your iPod into your Volkswagen and play it through.
That's part of the feature they give you. It is an option you can buy for your own iPod, and it's part of the bundle they're giving you. So you can play the iPod through your car speakers or through your home stereo speakers if you wish.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe. Say it with me. Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody. It's Wham's health and fitness reporter, Liz Bonus. If you need some help getting in shape for shorts and swimsuit season, do it now. Pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter at these locations.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Park Ridge Hospital, at Agape Physical Therapy in the Webster Sports Arena, Publishers Parkway, at Fonte Healthcare Solutions, 1165 Portland Avenue, and at the Craft Antique Co-op, 3200 Ridge Road West in Greece.
Summer is here, and it's time to pick your own berries at Brown's Berry Patch. There's a great feeling you get when you walk into Brown's Berry Patch and smell the fruits, fresh baked pies, and good old country air all in one. Research shows the health benefits of fresh fruits, and Brown's Berry Patch has fresh raspberries and blueberries in peak season right now. Brown's Berry Patch is fresh fruits and more. There's a lovely country gift shop, delicious sandwiches, strawberry shortcakes, and ice cream. Make it a family adventure at Brown's Berry Patch. Show the kids how to pick healthy fruit right out of the patch and visit the Barnyard Adventure, a children's discovery playground for kids of all ages. It's time to get away from your computer and pick a peck of berries and fun at Brown's Berry Patch, 20 minutes west of Hamlin Beach State Park. For directions, visit brownsberrypatch.com or call 682-5569.
Cool, Hummer.
Thanks. I want it.
Liar.
Okay, I got it for 42 cents.
Sure, Hummer H2s go for 42 cents every day in crazy land.
It's the drive like a billionaire game and on the run at mobile.
And how much was your house? 3 magic beans?
Beans? No, buy any 32-ounce Pepsi fountain drink for the aforementioned 42 cents at on the run.
Imagine what a dollar gets you.
Never mind. 32 for 42 gets you a peel-and-win game piece. The more you buy, the more chances to win.
That's true. A first for you.
There's millions of prizes.
Good thing you're not prone to exaggeration.
Including the 2003 Hummer H2.
Okay, to on the run.
Aha, so seeing is believing.
Sort of. One, I'm thirsty, and two, it's always best to humor the unstable.
The Drive Like a Billionaire game at On the Run at Mobile. 32 ounces for 42 cents. Win instantly. Pay instantly with SpeedPass. How do we know you'll like this Hummer of a Pepsi deal? Because at Mobile, we're drivers too. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents and sponsored by Pepsi Cola Company. For grand prize, you must be 18 years of age or older and possess a valid U.S. driver's license. Odds of winning Hummer H2, 1 in 2.4 million. Void where prohibited. See in store for rules. Game ends 9/2/03.
What's the one key ingredient missing from the relief of allergies that hurt? The pain reliever in Advil. Yes, Advil. New Advil Allergy Sinus is a one-of-a-kind formula that takes the pain out of allergies in a whole new way. A recent study showed that when Advil is combined with its allergy medicine, you get better relief of your worst allergy symptoms, all with less of the medicine that makes you drowsy. Advance to new Advil Allergy Sinus and stop allergies that hurt.
Hello there, Jack from the J Team at Jiffy Lube. Yes, it's summertime, the best time of the year, right? Well, not for your engine. Rising temps, oppressive heat, it all adds up to a lot of engines losing their cool. Summerproof your car at Jiffy Lube and take advantage of our summer savings event. Whether it's Pennzoil synthetic, high mileage, or conventional, we have the Pennzoil motor oil that's right for you. Don't get burned this summer. Visit Jiffy Lube today, and we'll make sure your car runs perfectly all summer long. The J Team Summer Savings at participating locations. Jiffy Lube, the well-oiled machine.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Alamon K. Learning Center.
MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Greenshield Computer Services. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Jay Benray.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
Yeah, he's the new guy. What do you expect? And we're back with sound bites and a little more news. Dave?
For you folks, you know, we preach this, you know, weekly. You know, back up your hard drive, back up your hard drive, back up your hard drive. But folks,
this is a fascinating statistic.
Yeah, really. You folks might not give a whole lot of thought about backing up your hard drive, you know, not until after it happens. But most people don't. But it might surprise you that the hard drives in your desktop are most likely to have, now sit down for this, folks, a 0.5% to 2% chance of failing within the next year.
Yep. Doesn't sound like a lot.
Yeah, and you think, you know, that's not really that big of a number. It doesn't sound that big. But it's about the same odds that you would get at a, say, at a casino place against blackjack.
Those are the house odds in blackjack.
Yeah, yeah.
0.5% to 2%.
2%. And, gee, how often does the house win, folks, compared to the people?
The house wins blackjack all the time.
Yeah.
So the house wins big on blackjack.
You're literally rolling the dice.
You're betting against the house in blackjack. That's never a smart move.
Yeah, exactly. That your data is going to fail. It's just a matter of when.
Right.
We all know it's going to happen. And, you know, sometimes if you're lucky, it'll give you some warning signs. It might, you know, have trouble starting up, or you might start to hear a loud noise. But I can't say enough. Weekly, back up your documents. Don't worry about the operating system and all that. That's usually Microsoft's way of telling you to reinstall it fresh anyways, and it's probably about time to. It'll run a little bit better. But definitely. Grab all your documents.
I've been hearing this clicking for about a month. Do you think it means anything?
Yeah, exactly. But back up all your documents, any presentations, anything that's saved usually in the My Docs. Also, your bookmarks and your email. You know, if you're using Outlook or that, you can back those folders up. 99% of the systems being sold today are now coming with burners automatically in them. As a matter of fact, a few are even starting to come out with the new burners for DVD. Panasonic and Yamaha both have one that it's really nice that support both the minus and plus R format. So,
and by the way, backing up your documents doesn't mean zipping them into another folder on your hard drive.
Yes, it means literally burning them to a CD, whether it's a tape, zip drive, whatever.
Popping them
removable
to another machine
media
on your network.
Yeah, somewhere else than on there. And for Moody Blues, I have to say, steam locomotive, caboose, narrow gauge, New York Central.
What were those words again?
Steam locomotive, caboose, narrow gauge, New York Central.
Excellent.
For the rail fans.
All right, I've got a couple of, for the rail fan among us, and I've got a couple of things that I need to read as well. First, MSN. This relates directly to our poll this week. Microsoft is awarding $1,000 an hour in weekly giveaways. That's $1,000 an hour. MSN, which is, of course, the Microsoft network, which is expected to release the finalized version of MSN Messenger 6 on this coming Thursday, will run a promotion offering $1,000 in cash to 10 users every Friday starting July 25th. Ending August 15th. This lottery will award $1,000 an hour from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific time to randomly selected users. The weekly $10,000 giveaways will run for four Fridays, from July 25th to August 15th. To qualify, people must fill out contest entries and upgrade to MSN Messenger 6.0. They also must be logged into the service. MSN will notify the winners by instant messaging them. This is not the first time MSN has run a cash giveaway promotion, but it is one of the largest. And it's MSN's newest version of Messenger supports video, allows people to send photos, play games. Now, there will be those who say this is simply a way of getting a little bit of market share, but Microsoft service is second behind AOL and ahead of Yahoo. Others will say this is simply a way of saying thank you to their users.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's I mean, your
you
choice.
Believe that? I got a bridge on
it. I guess someone might say it.
The real problem is going to be, folks, if you get an email from somebody in MSN saying, congratulations, you won $1,000, send us your social security number and your bank account number,
bingo.
Don't do it, because that's not going to have anything to do with it. So pay attention to the stuff you get. I suspect this is going to be the cause of more problems than anything else you can imagine. Except, of course, maybe the new virus, well, it's viral marketing, actually. An email is going around which invites users to visit a website to visit to view comedy video clips. One of them is the Bill Gates one where he gets hit with a custard pie by the Belgian anarchist. Yeah, very cool. If you follow the link to the email, you're invited to install an application called Internet Optimizer from a website run by Avenue Media NV based in the Caribbean island of Curacao, which I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Here's the interesting point. Allow me to read you verbatim a couple of bits out of the End User License Agreement, or EULA.
Because you'll never read them.
Because you'll never read them. In consideration for the viewing of video content, Avenue Media may send email to your Microsoft Outlook contacts and or send instant messages to your IM contacts, offering the video to them on your behalf. By viewing the video content, you expressly consent to said activity. So if you sign the EULA in order to see these things, you are telling them that they are legally allowed to use your Microsoft Outlook address book, send out messages, and your instant messaging book, and send out messages. Here's it gets even better. For your convenience, Internet Optimizer automatically updates itself and any other Internet Optimizer installed software to the latest available versions at periodic intervals. In consideration for this feature, you grant Avenue Media access to your machine to automatically update Internet Optimizer, add new features and other benefits, and periodically install and uninstall optional software packages. You are giving them the right to install anything they want on your machine and run it. And it's perfectly legal because you signed the license agreement.
Get to it. And which people don't bother to.
Because nobody reads the license agreements. So if, in fact, you get the option to download something called Internet Optimizer, walk away. There's a million places on the web you can see these comedy video clips without running Internet Optimizer, and you should probably do that.
Well, right along in that same vein, there's a new virus out called New Coconut. And basically what it is they're inviting you, again, it's an email worm that it gets to you, and you can get this email, and it says, oh, check out this program. You go ahead and install this program, and it's literally a virus. So as you're playing the game and throwing these coconuts at these various Dvorak and all these other folks, it's literally attacking your machine. So, again,
the good news is the higher your score, the fewer viruses you get. That's the way it works. The better you are at the game, the less you
get. And how good are you going
to
be at the first time?
Right.
So you know you're going to fail at it, so beware. And again, folks, if you're using Outlook Express, we can't say it enough. You know, just because folks will sit there and say, I don't open anything from folks that I don't know. That's who you're going to get it from.
These programs
go into your Outlook address book and send out these emails courtesy of you. So, yeah, if I get somebody and I'm on their Outlook Express address book, oh, yeah, I know this person. Oh, and if they didn't scan it and you don't have that virus software on there that's scanning and up to date, you're going to get it. We see it week after week.
Absolutely. And we're going to our trivia of the week. We have trivia every week. This week's trivia question. We all know Dick Lyon wrote the handwriting recognition software for the Apple Newton. What hardware product did he help invent? That's this week's trivia question. And you can get into the trivia by giving us a call And we'll be going to the phones in just a couple of minutes. But first, of course, we have to do something very, very important, and that's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on what is commonly referred to as the greatest computer show anyone has ever heard of in this or any other universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Now that the war is over, we can all just sit back, relax, and tune out. Right? Wrong. Breaking news can happen anywhere at any time.
Rochester.
Greece.
Henrietta.
Monroe County.
And when it does, Rochester turns to News Radio 1180 WHAM for accurate.
Voter shot down.
Dependable.
Through the stars.
Up-to-date team coverage of the events that impact you most.
District Attorney Kellen.
When news breaks out, we break in.
Susan Ashline.
Randy Gorfman.
Brandon O'Riordan.
Kerry Smith.
Bill Lau.
News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Batavia Downs is reopened for the season. It's winning time again.
Wanna bet? I've been around harness racing longer, but how come you win so much of the time?
It's simple. The favorite horse wins 40% of the time.
Yeah.
And 75% of the time, the favorite is in the money. So I just do a lot of betting for first, second, and third place.
Yeah, but you cash even more bets than that.
You're right. I listen to the Batavia Downs track handicapper. He's right 50% of the time. Remember the one night he picked 8 winners in a row?
Yeah.
Cheer up. We have a lot of fun at Batavia Downs with the great food and the new clubhouse. Hey, even you could win more this season.
Wanna bet?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Batavia Downs is open for the season.
Races start at 7:35 Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Free admission, free parking, great food, great fun. Plus, the Batavia Track Handicapper picks the winner 50% of the time.
If you can't get there for the fun, go to an OTB near you for the live action.
We bet you're gonna win at Batavia Downs.
Sir, I have information here that you are a cat lover. Is that true?
No, sorry, not me.
But I have a friend who's a cat lover. Well, sir, you might want to tip your friend off to HouseCat.com. They feature a remarkable selection of gifts and accessories exclusively for cats and their owners, like cat toys, puppets, jewelry, books, videos, and much more. We're talking unique, sir.
Housecat.com, huh? Mr. Whiskers will love that.
Sorry?
Mr. Whiskers, that's my friend.
Yes,
cat.
I see. Yeah.
His name is...
Mr. Whiskers.
Housecat.
Housecat, unique gifts for cat lovers. See us online at housecat.com.
Tonight we're having Mardi Gras in Montana with bibs instead of bees.
Crab legs from the Bering Sea with a taste of the Far East.
Lunch? How about a New England crab boil?
Introducing Red Lobster's World of Crab. Sweet snow crab legs prepared in a world of delicious new ways. Come in and try our new spicy Cajun roasted crab, Asian garlic steamed crab, or our New England steamed crab, and see where the World of Crab will take you. The World of Crab, now at Red Lobster.
Share the love.
Hi, I'm Brad Davies, and I have scores and highlights with Beth and Chet on the Wham Morning News. And 3 hours of Sports Talk, 9 till noon, up the dial on Hot Chalk 1280 WHTK.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. For the remainder of the show, I'll be Nick Francesco.
I'll try to be Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm still Ben Turchin.
He still is, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't change.
And on the phone, patiently waiting to speak with us, is Tom, all the way from Brockport, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I am a local high school teacher.
Congratulations.
And
God bless you.
We have had laptops in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one stolen.
Ah.
It was, a network laptop in the school district. The school district doesn't seem to be too... They're just telling me, we need to replace the laptop with funds from the department. Is there any way that a computer like this can be hunted down by authorities or network administrators?
It can be, and it depends on a number of things. Every device on the Internet has some sort of network interface card built into it.
Okay.
That card has a machine access, I forget what it's
serial called, number MAC, built in, yeah.
But it's the MAC address, and each and every MAC address on each and every device is unique.
Okay.
So if you have that MAC address written down somewhere...
Most likely not.
Well, but if you do, and if that MAC, if that network interface card is built into the laptop as opposed to a removable card...
Okay.
Then you can find it. Now the problem is tracking it down. What you need to do that is the cooperation of a number of system administrators. There are programs that are called sniffers that will capture packets going across the network. And you can set them to look for specific things like a MAC address.
All right.
If they find it, then they should be able to narrow it down as to where it is now. But what that requires is for any number of system administrators around the net, for example, who stole this? Are they on Roadrunner? Are they on Frontier? Are they on...
It's going to be hard.
You've
got to
get all of these people right, and it's going to take a lot of time and effort. I don't honestly know if...
Probably not worth it for a $1,500 laptop.
Well,
Tom, what I would recommend, and save you a lot of grief and aggravation for the school board, is to go to desktop units. I don't. I get folks all the time right now, well, I'm going to buy my kid to go off to college a laptop. And I turn to them and say, no, you don't. They are the fastest thing to disappear because these kids nowadays, with their backpacks, you can grab a laptop and the power supply, have two or three of them in a backpack, and you wouldn't even know.
You don't even need the power supply. You unplug it, pop it in your backpack, you go to any of the superstores and buy one of those Targus Universal adapters. For $20, you got a laptop. How did you lose?
Yeah. Well, I actually, when we wrote the grant for the laptop, I expressed that concern, and it was overridden. So.
Yeah. Go if you can, because believe it or not, you can probably get more power in a desktop unit than
for half
your
the
laptop.
Price. The thing you can do with the rest of them now is go to any one of the superstores or any one of the dealers in town, and you can buy a product from Kensington. And it's basically a lockdown unit.
You mean a physical lockdown?
Yes. Almost every laptop has a tiny little slot on the side which has a piece of chain as the icon.
Okay.
That's the Kensington lock.
All right.
And you go to Kensington, you go to, and get these Kensington devices. They plug in there, and then you can't get those out. And then along with that, you get a piece of, like, bicycle lock chain.
Okay.
And a lock.
And
then you lock
holes.
Them, drill holes in the desktop or whatever, because who cares about the desktop? And then you lock them through that, and then they're going to have to bring a hacksaw to get these things out.
And that got too long.
Not that they can't.
But they're going to make more noise trying to do that.
But it's not something they're going to do on the average, 20-minute, 20-second.
But you can usually, on the backside of the table, drill, you're only talking a half-inch hole, a series of them where each laptop's going to be, so you can loop it out underneath and come back up, because they give you quite a bit of cable, and literally wrap it around there so they're not going to get it out too easy.
The other thing that we've seen done and started hearing on the net is... report the serial number to the manufacturer, so if it ever comes in for service somewhere to an authorized dealer, it will get flagged.
Okay.
And what we're also hearing, too, just with the use of the Internet, is that post in a couple of forums and someone might run into it. We had a gentleman I knew a couple of years ago had his laptop stolen at a trade show. 2 years later, it shows up again. Someone's trying to sell it to a friend of his.
Yep.
They hadn't changed the name. So the police will ask him, how do you know this is your hard drive, your computer? Well, there's my picture on the front of it. And the error message is, hi, I'm Dan. Never bothered changing it. The other thing we've also heard, too, is that remote access programs like Timbuktu or PC Anywhere, if you have those installed ahead of time, it allows you to remotely control your computer. So if the person who stole it put it on the network, it will find itself. And then you can maybe look through.
And there are
it has to be on the network.
Right. It would have to be on the network for that to work.
Which is pretty common for
nowadays.
Someone to put their computer on the Internet.
On my laptop here, the Kensington lock actually has the icon of a lock. So it used to be a chain. Now apparently it's just a lock.
It's just literally a little hole on the side.
Is yours a chain or a lock?
Mine's a padlock.
Yeah, it's a padlock now, yeah. But that will help you. And those are pretty inexpensive, particularly compared to a $1,500 laptop. And you can buy them at any dealer in town, our lovely dealers here, or any of the superstores.
What was the last software you mentioned where they can... When you say it's on the network, do you mean it has to be on
the internet somewhere?
Yeah, software would have been installed, and that's PC Anywhere.
Or Timbuktu.
Or Timbuktu.
Or any of the VNC, virtual network computing clients that are now running around free.
Right.
Very good.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear this, Tom.
Sorry for your loss.
Thanks so much.
And if the person who stole it is listening, burn in hell for eternity.
Really.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller is George on a cell phone somewhere in the world.
Hold over.
George, hello? Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're not driving at this moment, are you?
Right.
Good. What's your question?
The problem is that I'm not able to use my keyboard with the search function in Roadrunner. It works in everything else, but when I push the keys in the search slot, nothing comes up with the Roadrunner, the homepage.
And this is at rochester.rr.com?
Yes.
Hold on, Nick's going there now.
Is it a special key on the keyboard that says search?
No, just when, you know, when it comes up and the cursor blinks in the slot, the search slot on the front page for Roadrunner, when I hit the keyboard, nothing comes up. But it works on all the other programs.
Golly, Ned, I'm not seeing a search. I'm at rochester.ir.com and I don't see a search function at all.
No, on their homepage there's a slot, so when I search the internet, I just click on where the cursor's blinking, it comes up right on their homepage.
That's where we are. We were on our news, maybe?
No, on Roadrunner, on their homepage, when there's a search box there, and the cursor blinks, and you put in, usually you just type in whatever you want to search for,
right,
and click go, and it goes to whatever you put in there.
Yeah, we don't see a search function either on the corporate Roadrunner page or on the Rochester Roadrunner page.
We're Nick and Steve both have it up, and we're not seeing any search function.
On the Roadrunner page, there's a login screen, so you can log into your webmail, but I don't see a search button.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I wish we could help you, but I can't.
We can't find it.
I don't see a, on the other hand, if it's not letting you type in it, but it types in everywhere else?
It types in everywhere else, even in some of the hyperlinks from the homepage of Roadrunner, like White Pages. I went to White Pages and tried that, and when I typed in there, the letters came up. But when I try to use the internet from the Roadrunner homepage, nothing from the keyboard, no letters come up.
I don't see a White Pages button on the homepage either.
I access it through Explorer, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry, George. I wish I could help you, but I'm not even seeing the page you're on.
We'll look a little during the break and see if...
Yeah,
you wouldn't have any idea what could cause a problem like that in a search box anything?
If it's happening on only one page, then it's got to be some feature in that page. But without being able to see the page you're looking at, I can't...
Oh, you know what it is? We're not on Roadrunner. So we cannot get to the Roadrunner homepage.
That's true.
The Roadrunner subscribers homepage.
I
found a picture of it, and it has a search button in the upper left corner.
Yeah, the question is, what are they doing in that search button? Is it some sort of JavaScript or whatever that he can't run? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, George. We'll look into this once we're up on Roadrunner. I can do that from home, but I can't do it now. And we have to go. We'll be back in... Oh, one more. Oh, so the 30-second thing
your,
was...
On your page?
Yeah, I'll look it up, and if I find an answer, I'll stick it on my page.
But also do check and update your Internet Explorer. Make sure you've got all the updates for that for the
job. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Church, and me, Nick Francesco, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Dear, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a 2-hour tug of war with a tree stump.
It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more pachysandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And if you act now, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings. There's nothing like it, and nothing runs like a Deere. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 25th, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on a revolving plan. For personal use only, see dealer for details.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Tonight we're having Mardi Gras in Montana, with bibs instead of bees.
Crab legs from the Bering Sea, with a taste of the Far East.
Lunch? How about a New England crab boil?
Introducing Red Lobster's World of Crab. Sweet snow crab legs prepared in a world of delicious new ways. Come in and try our new spicy Cajun roasted crab, Asian garlic steamed crab, or our New England steamed crab, and see where the world of crab will take you. The world of crab, now at Red Lobster.
Share the love.
When Manny and Aaron decided to start their own business, someone helped them through the red tape of a commercial lease.
I've narrowed it down to these three properties.
While Manny hammered out the details of their business plan, someone else was negotiating TI allowances.
Let's sit down and work this out.
As Aaron tested their new prototype, someone else was finalizing the details of a triple net lease. And while Manny and Aaron prepared to get down to business, someone else was closing the property deal. Work with someone who worked with you. We're realtors. Real estate is our life. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We know about it before it's big news. We tell you about it before it happens. You're given a heads up and able to form an opinion before you have to. You are always in your block to know anything and everything. If we don't talk about it on this program, trust me, you don't need to know about it.
Rush, 2 till 5. Rush on Wham.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
The Radio 1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And we're back to take your phone calls. Before we do, let's not forget today's trivia question. And the fabulous prize, which is, of course, two free tickets to any show at any Regal Cinema in the area, all of Hollywood laid out at your feet from WHAM and Soundbites. Today's trivia question, we all know Dick Lyon wrote the handwriting recognition software for the Apple Newton.
Turned up in OS X again.
Which turned back up on OS X. Not that you can do anything with it unless you have specialized hardware, but at least it's there. What hardware product did he help invent? Commonly used hardware product. And we're back to the phones now. Rich from Irondequoit, welcome. What's your question? Rich, are you there? Rich? Rich from Irondequoit. Somebody's got to push a button. There we go. How are you, Rich?
Yes, I'm here.
Modern technology, it's great.
It's great, isn't it? What can we do for you?
I have a file in my documents and settings folder that will not let me delete it at all. It says that it's write protected. I've tried to gain access through the administrator's account to gain control of the file. It doesn't allow me to do that.
Did you right-click on the file?
Yes.
What is the name of this file?
The name of it is Joe, and it seems like it's something that I may have, when I bought the computer and signed onto it the first original time, that I just named it Joe, figuring I can change it.
And your name is Rich.
Yeah, well, I just put anything in.
Sure.
Just try, and this folder is empty. There's nothing in it.
Yeah, here's the deal. Joe is a user on your system.
But no, it doesn't show up as a user anywhere. I looked in the users or the groups or anything like that. It's Windows XP Professional.
Did you have a username, Joe? Did you have
it? May have in the beginning, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's why.
You should. But there is no Joe user now.
Correct. and there's no, I can't find, I mean, it references it by, you know, looking in the registry under the editor. It shows it in a bunch of spots.
Right.
But, you know, I don't want to goof around in there.
You go in the user's control panel, and it's not listed.
Correct.
So you can't delete it from the user's control
panel. Right, and every, you know, like I said, it says that it's like a, you know, like when you flip the tab on a disk mm-hmm. to write protect it. That's what it says it's doing, and it denies me any kind of access to it or any.
Yeah, you'd have to do it through the registry to get the references there, because that's where it's being controlled and being telling XP that no, you don't have the rights to do this because the registry is protecting.
But it's a little whacked that you can't, as the administrator, you can't get at it.
Exactly, I tried to gain access through the administrator by taking rights to it.
It still remembers it in the registry. It's just like a lot of other software. Even though they say they remove it, you can go in the registry and find incident after incident
Correct.
Of certain software. So you'd actually have to go into the registry and get rid of Joe that way, and then 10 to 1 odds, it would let you then get rid of that folder.
Do I go into the registry and just delete anything that references that?
Have you played in the registry?
Yes and no. I've had some friends do it also. Somebody that was a little bit more computer savvy than
what
I was.
What I would first do, though, is do a backup of your registry.
Okay.
And then go ahead and attempt it. Because if you go ahead and delete things that you really don't know what you're doing, could be dangerous.
So in the editor, if I were to just delete any of the lines that would indicate that it's using Joe.
Here's something to try first. Instead of going to the user control panel, open computer management, click system tools, click local users, click user, and then you might see the Joe account.
No, it's not there. I've done that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, then that's what I would recommend, Rich.
The other thing you might try to do, two things you can do. Make sure that the administrator, in fact, has administrator rights.
Okay.
You may have at some point lowered the rights to the administrator. Luckily, the administrator can
raise his or her own rights. I've done nothing with that. I've done no changing with that.
Well, check
other than in the box.
The other thing you can do is to try this in safe mode.
Okay, somebody else suggested that.
Yeah.
Because actually, that safe mode, you log in only as administrator.
Exactly, and you own the rest of the machine, and you should be able to do anything you want with it.
Okay.
Try that.
Try it in safe mode then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start it up in safe mode.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to talk to Joe and find out what he's done to Rich's computer. Joe is in Gates. Welcome, Joe. What'd you do to Rich's computer?
The other side of the city.
Hello.
Hi there.
I got a problem that I go to a site, and when I go to this site and go to a link, a blink comes on the screen, and I don't get the link. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And this happens every site?
No, it doesn't happen every site.
What operating system are you running?
Windows 98.
What, and what internet? What browser? Sorry.
Oh, the Microsoft Internet Explorer.
What version?
Well, I don't have a version on there.
What you would
go to help and select about?
Yeah.
Go to help.
Help and about.
What you can try doing is instead of clicking on the link, you can do a right click and on that link, and it will bring up a menu that says "Open this link in new window."
I've tried that.
What may be happening is it's opening it in too small a window. I've seen cases where the windows get shrink to. It's usually some Java spy program that has come in earlier, set your window size so tiny you can't see anything in it.
But what version are you running?
On what?
On Internet Explorer.
Well, I don't know.
Okay. He's not at his machine. Here's the thing you should try. First, I would suggest clearing out your cache.
Right.
Because, as Steve said, there could be a JavaScript program in there that's making any newly opened windows super teeny.
Speaking of the Java, on my screen right now it says install on demand, and it says other in parentheses, and it says to display this page correctly, you need to download and install the following components, Java Virtual Machine. Does that have anything to do with it?
It sounds, if you go up to the help and about... You got to check what version you have.
Well, but what it sounds like is he doesn't have Java installed, and whatever it is he's trying to open requires Java to do it.
That's what I was getting at, is if he updates his Internet Explorer to Service Pack 1, version IE6, Service Pack 1, that will have the new JavaScript and be able to display it. That's why some pages are coming up and some aren't. Because if they're using newer JavaScript, he's not going to get them displayed correctly. So you've got to look and see what version you're running. If you in Internet Explorer, if you go to Tools, there's an update feature there. You click on Update, it takes you to the Microsoft website. It will scan your machine for any updates needed, and you can run those updates.
Yeah, Java is a programming language that websites use to run little programs, and typically animations or extra pull-down menus. And if your machine doesn't have Java or it has too old of a Java, when you click on a link, it won't run because you're missing the code it's using.
Well, what if I download this here Java mutual machine that I got on my screen now?
Where does it say it's coming from?
I guess it doesn't say where it's coming from.
Well, at some point it should say, you know, Microsoft something or other, Sun something or other, somewhere in that little gray window.
No, I don't see where it's coming from.
Then don't trust it.
Uh-huh.
If it's not coming from Microsoft or Sun, don't trust it. Do as these guys say and update your version of Internet Explorer
directly from Microsoft.
From Microsoft by running the update program, and that should bring down the newest Java virtual machine with it rather than trusting some program, who knows,
spyware or whatever.
Who knows what it is you're really downloading.
Okay.
So that's probably your best bet. And also don't forget to delete all the stuff in your cache.
Right.
Okie doke.
I got one more problem.
We got one more minute. So
okay.
It's got to be very quick.
It's a pop-up that comes up and it says console, Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
And it keeps popping up.
That's the old Java virtual machine.
Yep.
Same answer.
Update.
Same answer. Okay. So it's connected.
Same answer, same problem. Update, you win.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to take another quick break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with Ben Turchin, and somebody else.
Maybe Nick Francesco?
Maybe Nick Francesco on the greatest computer show ever heard, seen, or even thought of, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior specials, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor, and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Some anniversaries you celebrate with silver, and this one you celebrate with leather. Announcing the Lincoln Mercury Anniversary Clearance Event, featuring end of the model year savings on every Lincoln and Mercury, including the roomy Mercury Grand Marquis and our entire family of SUVs, the versatile Mercury Mountaineer, agile new Lincoln Aviator, and redesigned Lincoln Navigator. And right now, you can get the Mercury Sable LS Touring Edition with $2,490 in no-charge options, including leather seating surfaces, a power moonroof, and anti-lock brakes, plus 0% APR financing for 60 months or up to $3,500 cash back.
Amount financed is $1,667 per month per 1,000 finance, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit financing. Cashback includes $1,000 Ford Credit cash with approved Ford Credit contracts. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/2/2003. This is one anniversary you won't want to miss. See your Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. It's America's Money Show. Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Ben Turchin.
And our trivia question this week, we all know Dick Lyon wrote the handwriting recognition software for the Apple Newton. What hardware product did he help invent? Common hardware product. Now,
one other thing that we should mention that we mentioned last week, as folks that have listened know, we're coming up on celebrating our 15th anniversary.
Not till September, not till Labor Day.
Labor Day weekend, but hey, that's only about a month away.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get some ideas on what we should do. And we're
clean.
Yeah.
Clean
definitely.
Ideas.
Got to visit our website. Nick's going to talk a little bit about that, but we do have a form going there on what we should do for our party. And, matter of fact, we got to get Wham involved in this.
Yes, we do.
We do work here.
Talking about our website. Oh, sorry.
Well, so I was going to say I also want to give a plug out for the Playoff 2K3 gaming convention running at the convention center.
Absolutely, running today.
That's right what now. My boss was calling about to make sure we got our flyers and stuff down to the convention center. And, yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
So if you're into video games at all, game consoles like the Xbox and the GameCube, or computer-based video games, they have a schedule online at playoff2k3.com. Doors are open now. They've got some really slick, big screen TVs everywhere, widescreen, 50-inch digital plasma screens.
If you're into video games
or toys in general,
it's
place
Nirvana.
To be.
Exactly. So check it out. That's going on right now. That's right now at the convention center. We're going to talk a little bit about our website, soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. We have a number of things on our website every week, one of which is a poll. Last week's poll, what do you call unsolicited commercial email? That came from one of our forum members, MFC. Thanks. The winner, of course, was spam at 46%, followed by nothing printable at 29%, followed by junk email, followed by junk, and only 11 people use the unwieldy unsolicited commercial email phrase. This week's poll
is...
goes along with our lead story about MSN Instant Messenger. And the question is, do you use MSN Instant Messenger? The choices are, oh, heck yes. Not today, not likely. And, huh? I have a story about not today, not likely. I did a show in college. My friend Bernie, that was his line. And he would say, not today, not likely. And we always wondered where he had studied that line, where he had rehearsed it. Anyway, so far, we have about 73 votes, 75 votes. The winner so far is not today, not likely. And so, vote.
You had to be there.
I guess I was there, and it wasn't even funny to me. Make sure that you, I suspect this will change as the week goes on. That oh, heck yes, will go up as people, I beg your pardon, I appear to be dying right here in the studio. As people realize that they have to sign on to MSN Instant Messenger to have a shot at the $1,000, which, of course, is the whole point. We'd love to have you join us there. We'd also love to have you join us in our forums. We have forums every week that have lots and lots of fun. If you're not on the forums, you're missing at least half the fun of Sound Bites. We have 18,871 messages, almost 1,400 registered users. We have a guest book with 351 entries. Also on our website, our very own Dave Enright, that's Dave Enright, ladies and gentlemen, has two wonderful things on our website. One of, well, aside from his picture, of course. One is Dave's basic PC configuration page. If you're in the process of putting together a new computer, Dave's got a page on configuring a PC. In addition, every single week, whether you want it or not, I mean, every single week, Dave puts up a brand new tip.
This week I got found an extra one, so I put up two.
Dave put up two tips this week. Four more and you'd have an entree.
There you go.
There you go. Thank you. So check that out at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. And do I care about anything else? No. Yes. Once you've left your vote in the poll, head on over to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. asknick.com. And you can leave your opinion on the question of the day. So far, we've got 14 opinions. Some of them are actually related to the question. Last week, we actually had 46 of them about unsolicited commercial email. We got off onto alcohol, Yingling Porter, Rosemont Estates, Merlot. I don't know where that all came from.
Okay.
But we got there, too. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, you can leave a short message in the poll. But we're going to go back to the phones now at the numbers you all know by heart, and if you don't, they're on our website. And we're going to head all the way out. Slowly we turn to Niagara. Someday I'll get tired of that joke.
Never.
Slowly we turn to Niagara Falls and talk to Marty. Welcome, Marty. What's your question?
Morning, guys.
How are you? Great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I wish your show was on in the evening. I have to make the tough decision of working in the yard or listening to the radio, so...
You need to get a little Walkman thing.
Yeah, but I can't talk on the phone with that.
Then you need a cell phone. And then you need a second job.
That's right.
By the time you're done, you won't have time to listen to us anyway. So what's your question, Martin?
And I can't buy the new computer that I need.
Exactly.
Two questions. One's pretty simple.
The questions are always simple, Marty.
It's the answers that are tough. Mm-hmm. But on the screensavers that you get with Windows 98, there's the 3D pipe thing. Mm-hmm. And where do you find the one to make it look like a barber pole? Uh-oh, I stumped you.
If you try going to PCWorld.com, PCWorld.com, they have a lot of tools, utilities, flashing. You can change the cursors, all those things that you can download as additional. They also have screensavers. Like I've got one of, it shows all the new 2003 Harleys. And it keeps opening up a different Harley, and it might fade out and opens up another one. And you can find these screensavers and cursor changers and everything else over on that website.
These are the ones that come right with.
Right.
Windows.
What you want to do.
I can't find that.
Right. What you want to do is you want to open up the settings, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you right click on the desktop, select properties, click on the screensaver tab, and click the settings.
That's with a C.
With a C.
I've done all that so far.
Okay. One of the surface style choices is textured.
Texture.
Then you want to choose a texture.
Right.
You can choose any picture you want from your system. Now, what it sounds like is whoever's system you saw that had red and white alternating stripes.
Well, it used to be on mine when I had Windows 95. Now it's gone.
Right. And so what? There had to be some little bitmap, BMP program, that gave you that. And I don't know quite what to tell you at this point.
Okay, well.
But you'd have to find that over again. I don't believe there's anyone.
Yeah, it's kind of a silly thing.
Yeah,
anyway.
I was gonna say. But like I say, check it out up on PC World. You might find the file back up there.
Okay. Now, the other thing.
Hold on. Don't get off the phone, okay?
Okay.
But we have to take a quick break because, we're not going to be here if we don't get to make a little money.
Okay. I'll cut the grass. I'll be here.
Yeah, all right. You hang on the line, and what the heck, it's long distance, and the phone company
number.
Needs money. Oh, you're on the 800 line. Excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
That's absolutely right. Then in that case, you can hang on until next Saturday. But we will come back to you after the break. We are going to take...
from last Saturday.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. Woo! There we go. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben, get the heck off the microphone, Turchin, and all of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Ah, Mother Nature. This time of year, she brings us sunny days with deep blue skies and soft, sweet breezes.
And then there are those days when Mother Nature gets a visit from Aunt Flo. And we get pounded with severe weather. Don't get caught off guard. Get the latest weather around the clock from Rochester's official weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM.
You and the family in the car, you're on your way to Niagara Falls, the casinos, or just someplace different. An adventure. Stop! And begin your adventure closer to home with the historic fun and award-winning cuisine of Tillman's Historic Village Inn on Route 104 in Albion. Tillman's Village Inn has four generations of family working to bring your family the old-fashioned care and courtesy of their delicious food and weekly specials. But don't just come to Tillman's Village Inn for the fine dining. Come for the historic adventure. Immerse yourself in early 19th century fun, from the Cobblestone Museum to the Ridge Road Station store. Plenty of farm markets, even a gift shop. And finish off your historic trip with a juicy prime rib from Tillman's Village Inn. Make the drive from the city for their reasonable prices. Take a day of it with history and adventure for the family. But be sure to make time for lunch or dinner at Tillman's Village Inn. At the corners of Route 104 and 98 in Albion, call 589-9151 for reservations to Tillman's Village Inn. And let the dining adventure begin.
This report is sponsored by Pfizer and Viagra, Sildenafil Citrate. You've seen the signs as they leave the doctor's office. The spring in the step, the look of relief, spontaneous whistling. The technical term for this condition is, what took so long-itis? In layman's terms, it's what happens when you finally ask your doctor about Viagra. To experience the skipping, whistling, and sense of relief, ask your doctor about Viagra, and if a free sample is right for you. To learn more, go to Viagra.com.
When are you done babysitting?
I leave the kids' moms in midnight.
Why is he crying?
I'll go check on him. You don't finish my joint while I'm up.
When are you done babysitting?
I'm not sure.
That kid's loud.
Wow, I thought that was the TV.
When are you done babysitting?
Who knows?
This is lame.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Marijuana can impair your judgment. Marijuana, harmless?
Facts. The anti-drug. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
This is Bob Brenna, Jr. from the law firm of Brenna & Brenna, reminding you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the Brenna & Brenna Law Firm here on WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Henry.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And on the phone, Marty from Niagara Falls. Welcome, Marty.
Thank you again.
Welcome back. What's our story here?
Okay, the question I have is, my computer, Windows 98, second edition, just recently has gotten absolutely snail slow. It just takes forever to do anything, and it developed a stutter.
All right, a couple of questions
you
for you.
You got mail, it actually stutters.
Do you have, you're on dial-up or what?
Dial-up, yes.
Okay. If you go to our website, one, is your antivirus software up to date?
Yep, McAfee's up to date, and I tried running AdAware, but it actually froze up on it.
Yeah, that's where I was going to lean to. There's probably so many spy programs running in the background. That's why you're getting the sound stutter. That's why it's so slow.
Mm-hmm.
I've run into computers that had 1,000 spy programs running.
Well, last time I ran it, it took out about 80, I think it was.
Try starting the system up in safe mode and running AdAware there.
Okay.
The other one you can try is SpyBot. Now, where is Spy? Spybot.something.eon.au.
Off of our website.
That's right. We've got it listed on our website. What Spybot does is it doesn't search the hard drive. It only searches the registry. So it is in some ways not quite as thorough as AdAware. On the other hand, it catches one or two things that AdAware doesn't. My suggestion is always to run both. But in this particular case, let me suggest that you run SpyBot. It should go all the way through, although it'll take a while if you've got enough spyware. Reboot so that those things aren't in there at the moment. And then, when they're not running, run AdAware.
Okay. How about that, like the memory tester program? Or...
Well, that's a second step. I would start with this, because if these things are taking up your memory, they're probably where the problem
lies. Yeah.
The fact that your sound is stuttering tells me that the CPU is being taken up with other things
that you're not
as
seeing.
Opposed to not enough memory or a memory problem.
Right.
And that would seem to indicate you got stuff running in the background.
Okay.
So start with SpyBot, reboot, do AdAware, and see what happens. And then you want to run AdAware every day.
Every day?
Well, you know what? If you run it once a week and you find 80, 90 items, maybe you need to run it every day.
That was within about a month.
Oh, all right. So you ought to at least run it once a week. Even if you run it every day, it takes, what, 5 minutes?
But
big deal.
You can set it to run it every login.
Okay.
And then it takes a minute or two, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe it's running so slow because of everything else. But...
You got it.
Well, exactly. And once that's cleared out, AdAware should run, you know, depending on the size of your hard drive, a couple of minutes.
It's only 40.
It's kind of like the virus scan. If you run a full virus scan at least once a week, it could take a couple hours to look at every single file on your hard drive.
Right.
Then you only need to scan memory and stuff.
Right.
Same thing with AdAware. A full scan of every file on your hard drive, what they call the deep scan, could take an hour. But once you know you're clean there, you know, every day do the startup scan, and that takes a minute.
Right.
Okay. Very good.
There you go.
Okay.
Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
Our next caller, Chris, from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Chris. What's your question?
Hey, Nick. Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good. I was worried when I heard your commentary early in the show about the disintegration of your deterioration of your hard drive. I'm hoping that's not what my problem is.
Okay.
Just to give you some background here, I have a Gateway 400 megahertz machine. It's about 4 or 5 years old, 96 megs of RAM.
Mm-hmm.
My clock on the computer started losing time.
Yep.
So I thought it was the battery. I replaced the battery. And it's okay when it boots up in the morning, but as the day wears on, it loses more and more time. So at the end of the day, the clock could be as much as half an hour off.
So it's okay when it's off and bad when it's on.
Yeah, it's okay when it starts up in the morning, but if you leave the machine running all day, as we tend to do rather than turning it off after each use,
right?
By the end of the day, it can be quite a bit of time off from every other clock in the house.
Hmm.
The clock chip itself might be failing?
Could be.
Well, but it's weird that when it's off, it's fine.
He might have some other program going in the background that's sitting there messing with the clock and the...
yeah, you're running... We've got to ask the standard questions. You're running an antivirus program.
Yes.
It's up to date.
Yes.
You're running AdAware or one of those other programs once in a while to check for spyware.
No, that I'm not doing.
Okay, let me suggest two things then. One is you need to download Stinger. That's also listed on our website.
Stinger, okay.
If you scroll down on our website, you'll see on the right a bunch of links, one of which is I heard a website on your show.
Okay.
And that takes you to both a
chronological
and alphabetical list of programs. And on the alphabetical side, you'll see both Stinger and AdAware and also SpyBot.
But he
actually
doesn't need Stinger, though, if his antivirus software is
well,
up to date.
Well, do we know that?
Well, if he goes into the program, he should see the current date of your definition files.
Just so you know, I'm running McAfee, and I'm running a weekly update of McAfee. And I think the last update was done a day or two ago.
Wednesday, yeah.
Still, it couldn't hurt. Takes 10 minutes. Yeah. Download all of those and run them. What it does sound like something is running in the background and taking up your system. It could also be, you know what, you got a 5-year-old computer.
Right. Well, that's what I was wondering, too, whether it was just the age of the machine.
It's certainly a possibility,
could
particularly
be
with the Gateway 5 years ago was using more marginal components.
Mm. And
that's one way they get cheaper is by using lower quality components.
Right. Even though you put in this new battery, you know, and that's full charge, it could be in that there's also that charges up the Dell's clock chip on those older machines.
Mm.
And if that's got a flaw, you know, because you turn it off and the battery still, you know, corrects itself. It knows the time, but the operating system that draws, you know, once it's up and running, it's literally running off of the Dell's clock chip.
Okay.
Could be flawed.
Okay. So if I run the spyware program and that comes up clean, then what you're suggesting is I probably need to replace the hard drive?
No, no. What we're suggesting is you need to replace the machine.
The
or
machine itself.
The motherboard. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. Actually, it might be a good excuse.
Yes, that's right. Tell them we said so. That's the way to do it. Is this the rest of your family you have to convince?
Yeah, the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
In that case, tell the Chancellor that we said it's a necessity.
Okay.
If you've got any questions, have her call.
And don't give her our names or our number.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
She knows where to find you guys.
Exactly. Thanks, Chris. Good luck.
Thanks, Nick.
That's it. We can sow marital discord as well as we can give computer answers.
We do that quite
well.
Our
next caller, Jacques in Victor. Welcome, Jacques. How are you? Jacques, are you there? Jacques? Hello? Jacques?
No, Jacques.
Jacques?
Maybe not.
No, Jacques. Okay. From Jacques, we go to Robert, or perhaps even just Robert in Rochester, New York. Welcome, Robert. What's your question?
Hey, I got two questions for you.
Okay.
I'm running a brand-new HP Pavilion that I just picked up about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm working with XP Home, and I'm using Zone Alarm to protect me when I'm on the net. And I have two questions for you. First of all, Zone Alarm is supposed to come up every time I turn the computer on, but about a third of the time it fails to come up. Have you got any clues to why that would happen?
You don't see the yellow sign when it starts up, but do you see the little ZA in the corner?
I see the ZA in the corner two-thirds of the time, but about a third of the time it just does not happen. I have to start it manually.
Interesting. When was the last time you checked your machine for any sort of spyware?
3 days ago.
And 3 days ago, and this has been happening longer than that.
Have you tried uninstalling, reinstalling the product, or looking for any updates?
Checks for updates all the time. I've got Roadrunner, so I can do all that kind of stuff really neat.
Yeah.
I'm having a fall with that. But, I check all the time. I haven't seen any updates on it.
Okay, so, yeah.
This sounds like there's a DLL or something that's corrupted. It's only
how many things do you have running at startup? I've seen cases where there's sometimes so many things trying to start up at the exact same time that some of them don't make it.
Timing issue.
Yeah.
And it can't be that much because I've only been using this machine for about a month. So, I mean, I look at the start of the taskbar down the bottom. There's probably about six things there, seven things.
I would try uninstalling and reinstalling it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like there's a problem with that. Now, listen, again, don't hang up because we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk to you again. You get to listen to the lovely commercials through the tiny little speaker in your phone, while the rest of us hear them through those gigantic speakers we've got wherever we are, carrying them around on our backs, 40 pounds of speakers. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Ben Turchin, and me, Nick Francesco, on the magnificent and always popular Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Just 20 minutes from Rochester, where the car deals are the best. Moye, Moye, we always say yes.
Get to Moye today and let them say yes to you. It's 0-60 time. That's right, 0% financing for 5 years, or now get up to $4,500 in rebates on every new Chevy, Olds, and Buick. And exclusively at Moye, you'll get additional dollar discounts on all Chevy, Olds, and Buicks. Again, only at Moye. Don't wait, because this deal won't be here for long, and Moye wants to say yes to you. Plus, Moye always has the lowest price program cars and trucks, like 2000 through 2002 Malibus from under $8,000, or Impalas from under $10,000, Cavaliers for less than $7,000. Moye,
Moye, Moye, we always say yes.
They're dying to say yes.
Moye, Moye, we always say yes.
At John Deere, we know what takes your breath away. No, it's not a 2-hour tug of war with a tree stump. It's the umpteenth trip you and your wheelbarrow make to and from the mulch pile. Well, say sayonara to wasted weekends. Behold the John Deere Gator utility vehicle. With its heavy-duty cargo box made of 16-gauge steel, you can now load and haul more topsoil, more boulders, more paving bricks, even more pachysandras, all at an 18-mile-per-hour clip. Try that with Mr. Wheelbarrow. And if you act now, you can get behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator and save up to $2,000. We'll even throw in special financing offers. Saving time, saving money, saving your hamstrings.
runs. There's nothing like it. And nothing runs like a deer. Call 1-888-MO-PROS to find your nearest dealer.
Offer ends July 25th, 2003. Financing offers subject to qualified credit on a revolving plan. For personal use only. See dealer for details.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
It's the 4th Annual Disco Reunion, presented by Michelob Light. Friday, August 1st at the State Fairgrounds in Syracuse. Starring the Tramps, featuring Earl Young. The All-Star Dynamite Disco Review with their tribute to Saturday Night Fever.
Just watch the hair. You know, I worked on the hair a long time.
And Thelma Houston. Join all your friends for a bump and a hustle and a million memories at the 4th Annual Disco Reunion, Friday, August 1st.
Hey, that's a good idea.
$15 advance sale tickets available at Ticketmaster and the Carousel Center in Syracuse.
I like the music.
It's summer fun all season long.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
This is Bob Brenna, Jr. from the law firm of Brenna & Brenna, reminding you to tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the Brenna & Brenna Law Firm here on WHAM.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Holy cow, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Ben Turchin.
And this is Soundbites, and we seem to be... Oh, no, you don't. I'm not restarting my machine just for you. We are talking to Robert from Rochester, New York. And he's got a zone alarm problem. It does not seem to start up often. And that was your first question. What's your second question?
My second question is about my network connection. It's a LAN connection through the back of the PC.
Mm-hmm.
And if for any reason...
Roadrunner, right?
On Roadrunner, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if it's on Roadrunner or what, I don't think. But in this case, I am on Roadrunner.
Right.
If I unplug the wire and plug it back in anytime while the computer is up, it will never re-recognize the connection.
That happens sometimes.
Okay.
There are. I don't know why you would want to do that anyway, but you can. There are a couple of things you can do about that. The first thing is there is a if you go to a command prompt, there is a command called ipconfig, ipconfig.
Okay.
That will show you your information on your various adapters. Most people only have one, so they only see one thing. It tells you what your DNS suffix is, what your IP address is, what your subnet mask is, what your default gateway is. If you type ipconfig/release, release, that releases the information, and then /renew, renews it all again. So if you do disconnect it and then reconnect it, you do an ipconfig/release, then do an ipconfig/renew, and you get it all over again.
One other thing, Robert. Have you gone up to the Microsoft website and done the updates for Windows XP?
Yes.
Because that was one of the patches was for networking. One of the recommended.
Well, I got all the automatic patches, the automatic updates that come through.
No, try going up there and seeing if there's any others. They might even have some updates for your network card.
Okay.
All right.
And, hey, thanks for leaving me on hold over the commercial. I got to listen to everything twice. It was just like being back in the 60s with good drugs again.
There you
go. Excellent. It was our pleasure.
Guys, keep up the good work. I love your show.
Thank you.
When the moon...
Usually, they say if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there.
Exactly right.
Well, I thought that was commercial was for the 70s. That's my era.
No.
Get away from me.
Poor Ben over here.
He wasn't even a glimmer in his
mother's
eyes.
My daughter was singing this song in the back seat. I said... Amelia, where did you hear that song? It's call on me when you know. Okay. She's singing this thing in the back seat. I said, where did you hear this? Oh, it's on the radio now. I said, what? What? That song is older than you are.
Exactly.
Our next caller appears to be Dee from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Dee. What's your question?
Hi. I just want to say you guys are
my fiancé and my hero, so we're pretty PC literate.
Thank you. I don't think I am your fiancé, but I'm delighted to be your hero. Thank you.
Our hero.
Oh, I see. We're the hero of you and your fiancé.
Yeah.
I get it. I was confused. Thank you.
Actually, I guess just a really quick basic question. We have Windows Millennium.
No. Turn off his mic.
Okay, you want me to hang up? I can hang up.
No, it's okay. We know that this is not your fault. Your fiancé put it on the machine, but you're going to marry him anyway because you're a big-hearted woman.
There you go.
There you go.
Get into counseling.
We're probably going to do good anyway, but we run Norton Antivirus and the Firewall every day, the update. And as far as email, I'm a user underneath him, so, of course, we have our separate emails, da-da-da. He doesn't have a problem with this, but I do. The firewall will not let me send an email because I'll get the pop-up box that'll say, do you want this message sent? And the email was sent before that. The timing isn't in sync, and then it'll just stay in my outbox. So in order for me to send an email, I have to disable my firewall, send it, and then re-enable my firewall.
What firewall are you running?
It's just the Norton, just like the, I don't know what version it is.
It's the Norton firewall.
Right.
And what email program are you running?
We have the, through MSN.
But Norton, you can uncheck in within Norton the email. Usually I just worry about emails coming into the machine.
Right,
I know everything
going out.
Norton by default will scan all the emails going out. You can, under options, uncheck that outgoing email function.
And there's actually two places it scans it in. The antivirus program will scan the email before it's sent, and then the firewall will scan an outbound internet connection. So if you go into your firewall setup, you should be able to tell it to allow all access from whatever your email program is.
Okay, so it's just a matter of how we actually initially set it up.
Yeah,
right. And, of course, you can change it.
Somewhere along the way, you probably said ask every time instead of always allow.
Yeah, but Norton automatically sets it up. If you accept the defaults, it automatically scans everything you're sending out. Well, if I only worry about what's in, my machine coming in, not going out.
But that should be your solution.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, D.
You want to give them a good wedding gift?
What's that?
Get them a copy of Windows XP Home Upgrade.
Well, I thought you were going to say a subscription to Ask Nick. Sorry. but go for it, D. Thanks.
All right, will do. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Save their marriage.
Exactly right. Our next caller, we're going to go back and give Jacques from Victor one more try.
All right, is it working this time?
It's working.
Can you hear us
now? Oh, God, yes. I can hear you now, and it's appropriate because I'm on my cell phone, and it's new. Maybe I got confused.
It could be anybody. Go ahead.
I wanted to take a shot at the trivia.
Oh, excellent.
The optical mouse.
Very good, Jacques. You are a winner. Dick Lyons, who wrote the handwriting recognition software for the Apple Newton, helped invent the optical mouse. He also did amazing stuff with cameras,
3D sound,
and 3D sound, and cochlear, this and that. And he had helped invent the retina, an artificial retina. He did all kinds of things. But the one we were looking for is the optical mouse. And Jacques, you are today's winner. Congratulations. Good.
Thank you.
On the line, and the lovely and talented Ben Turchin will take your information once we're off the air so that not everybody on Earth hears it.
I know where you live in Victor.
And remember, you have to come here and pick up the tickets between 9 and 5 Monday through Friday.
Yep.
Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Our next caller, while Ben talks to Jacques, we will talk to Dennis from Bloomfield, New York.
Hello.
Hi there.
You can hear me.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
That was it? The whole point was to test your phone?
No.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
As soon as my name was mentioned, there was this really loud roaring noise that came over the phone. So
it was the crowd. They are so excited.
Sure. I don't have any software issues. I know that's what most people call up about, but I've got some technical hardware issues.
Yes.
One thing is I've got my tower cases jam-packed full of drives. I've got 5 internal drives in my tower. I've got 2 internal hard drives and 3 internal optical drives. And my question is there a problem with having 2 hard drives sharing the same IDE, or, you know, one is master and one is slave, if they are different data rate speeds or RPM speeds?
It defaults to the lowest speed.
Okay, so like if one is an ATA 66, the other one is an ATA 100, it'll default to 66.
Right. And then it also depends what the bus speed itself is.
Yeah.
If the bus is only a 33, then they're all of them are going to drop to 33.
I think the bus speed is, I believe it's 100.
It's
whatever is the slowest piece of that, that's what it all defaults to.
Okay, but it won't affect, like, it won't damage or hurt or interfere.
No, it's just slower.
Yeah, okay. It's designed to step down.
All right, and it won't matter either. What if both of them are ATA 100s, but one's 5,400 RPM, the other one's 7,200 RPM? Will that matter?
Nope.
That won't matter either.
Nope.
No, because they don't care.
Okay.
Yep.
That helps. The other thing is also, I've got a 350-watt power supply in my tar right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be enough for everything
no.
that's in there?
I'd go to
probably
400 to 420.
Yeah.
And a couple of extra fans while
I'd
you're
go to
out.
450.
Yeah. Well, I know about the fan. Yeah, I was going to think of upgrading to a 420.
No, you know what? For the extra money...
Which is like a dollar.
Which is like a dollar to get the 450. You really seriously want to upgrade. The last thing you want is to have things start dying because two things are pulling power at the same time.
My friend Harry Lake.
I do know. I don't think he exists, but okay.
We're building a system for him, and this is the wildest case I have ever seen in my life. It has at least 1.5-inch padding on the inside of the case.
I knew Harry needed padding on the inside of his room walls. I didn't know he needed it inside
both
the computer.
Both sides, side panels, and the bottom.
He 7-foot speakers he puts in his bedroom.
Yeah.
But it has all this acoustic quieting. And
sure.
Then the fans have a sensor on them that when it cools down, they automatically spin
sure.
down.
Well, right. They have to because that's what he does for a living, is
yeah.
sound stuff.
Production studio, you want no sound but the
and
one
the,
you make.
Well,
for
the
you,
motherboard,
Dennis,
the motherboard we got him comes not only with the original 2 IDEs,
yeah.
comes with a RAID IDE.
Nice. But for you, Dennis, I honestly think a 450-watt power supply is where you need to be. We're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to apologize to everybody to whom we did not get. Please join us in the forums on soundbites.org. Join us at the polls. Call in next week. Have a great time with your computer. But you know what? It's summer. I would suggest that at some point you use that off switch and spend a little time with friends and family doing something, analog. We will be back here next Saturday at 12:20-ish p.m. with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, maybe Ben Turchin, but probably Rob Linton on the buttons, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest show in the known universe, Soundbites, only on 1180 WHAM. Thanks.
You know, a lot of people think of RAW Photo, Video, and Audio purely as a photo store, and that's wrong. Reality is, RAW Photo, Video, and Audio has been Rochester's premier audio store for the past 15 or 20 years. Really? There used to be a lot of stereo stores where audio files and people who just like music would shop. They shopped there because those places had great audio people and great audio names. Those great audio names, they're all at RAW. Remember Macintosh and Klipsch? They're at RAW. Adcom and Yamaha? And Pioneer Elite? The real high-end stuff? It's at RAW. Along with Sony's premier line, Sony ES. And don't ever forget about Denon. And here's the kicker. The people who really know and love great sound, they're all at RAW. Bring in your favorite CDs and compare the response from our new technology. Discover for yourself. We really do have it all in a RAW. RAW Photo, Video, and Audio. 1737 Mount Hope Avenue.
Money. It's all about value. It's all about selection. And, of course, it's all about money, which makes it a great time to get to your Chevy dealer and make your money count. Because right now we're moving the 03s out, so we're offering great model year-end deals like 0% APR financing for qualified buyers or $3,000 cash back on every 2003 Chevy car, truck, and SUV except Corvette, and up to $4,000 cash back on select 2003 Chevy vehicles. Monthly payment is $16.67 for every $1,000 you finance. plans. Average example down payment is 10%. Some customers will not qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Offers range from $2,000 to $4,000 depending on vehicle. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 7/31/03. That's right. It really is all about the money and about great offers like 0% financing or $3,000 cash back on every 2003 Chevy except Corvette and up to $4,000 cash back on select 2003 Chevy vehicles. See your local Chevy dealer today. Now, more than ever, you need the news leader. 50,001 1180 WHAM Rochester. A clear channel radio station.